Sri Lanka has found itself in the midst of an extreme political crisis, with two prime ministers dismissed and a government administration in shambles. Over the weekend, a vote of no confidence was passed, which saw Sri Lankan Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa sacked. Rajapaksa was the second prime minister to be thrown out of the job this year, following his predecessor Ranil Wickremesinghe, who replaced 3 weeks ago. The events have contributed to a nationwide feeling of instability and confusion while the general election looms on January the 7th. Kate Rafferty has the story.
A state of political turmoil is unfolding in Sri Lanka, where an aggressive government is on the verge of authoritarianism. The situation came to a peak last Friday when Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa was forced out of leadership by a parliamentary vote of no confidence. Both Rajapaksa and President Maithripala Sirisena have rejected this action and are now facing opposition from Ranil Wickremesinghe, who Rajapaksa replaced.
The downfall pretty much commenced in February of this year when they had local government elections, and the Rajapaksa family started their own political party and won local government elections quite convincingly. And ever since then, the president has been pretty much looking for a new prime minister. Then eventually, late on a Friday evening, on the 26th of October, he purported to remove the sitting prime minister, Wickremesinghe, and then appoint both of their arch rivals, Rajapaksa, to that chair.
According to Dr. Breen, recent actions by President Sirisena and his administration have been drastic and dictatorial.
His response to the resistance from the UMP was to suspend Parliament and then eventually dissolve Parliament when he couldn't get the numbers to support him on a vote in Parliament. So he simply tried to avoid the vote. Rajapaksa's supporters sought to bribe MPs to cross the floor and support Rajapaksa. Even that failed. And so the only way that the president and Rajapaksa could essentially survive was to dissolve Parliament. And so the Supreme Court has issued a stay order against that.
Breen says Sri Lanka's political future is up in the air.
There's theoretically an election scheduled for January the 7th, but that's only if the Supreme Court finds that the parliament was legally dissolved. I think that's unlikely. Another possibility is that the UNP, the largest party, will work with the current president, Sirisena, to come up with an alternative prime minister that they both can accept. So clearly Rajapaksa is unacceptable to the UNP, but Wickremesinghe is unacceptable to Sirisena, and he has even stated that he will not stay for 1 hour longer if Wickremesinghe is returned to the prime ministership. So their relationship had really deteriorated.
The relationship deteriorated to such a point that President Sirisena accused Prime Minister Wickremesinghe of organising to assassinate him. Breen says if the parties cannot come to an agreement, there is only one outcome Sri Lanka can expect.
And finally, Rajapaksa could simply dig his heels in and refuse to be shifted. Politics will continue on, and then eventually there'll be an election where people can judge for themselves. But that is quite a possibility, that Rajapaksa will essentially use force or intimidation to hold his position.
A controversial former leader, Mahinda Rajapaksa, was president of Sri Lanka from 2005 to 2015. He was accused of committing war crimes during his presidency against Sri Lanka's Tamil population. Neera Kandasamy, a PhD candidate from the University of Melbourne, says Rajapaksa's presence in Sri Lankan politics has put the Tamil community on edge.
So I think first and foremost, the sense of fear among Tamils at the prospect of not having a government, but then also the prospect of having a return of the Rajapaksa government cannot be overstated. So we face an increasing return to torture and enforced disappearances. The fact that there isn't a government, the fact that the Sirisena government essentially also tells of, perhaps the potential of, an even more violent and even more authoritarian ideology that could potentially, impact Tamils in even worse ways.
Neera Kandasamy, a PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.